Good evening. The time is now 5 p.m. The Warwick Finance Committee is now open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes on December 4th, 2023?
Move acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
We will now start with PCR 140-23. Item number one is bid 2024-299, various replacement automotive parts. This is found on page one of our bid package. Good evening, if you please identify in the department.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for various replacement automotive parts to the 8 vendors that submitted a bid. And just as a side note, this bid and the two that come after it all share collectively the $1 amount. It's not individual amounts for each one. So they all collectively share the cap we're requesting of $886,600.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Christy, in looking at the vendors that you've included here, so in looking at some of the pricing, or I should say discounts, I'm seeing that the majority of them have gone back to the old ways where all this showing is the discount and not showing what the list price is. And this is why back in 2016 or 18, whenever it was, we had requested that these items be included in the bid package. And we requested that it shows the list price of items as well as the discount, as well as the net cost. And the reason for that was, I know I have no idea, and I don't know how anyone else can have any idea what the net cost is going to be if we don't have what the list price is. And on this bid, which is close to $1 million, there is only one bidder that I see that has provided a breakdown. List price, discount, net cost. And I have no clue how anyone can award a bid with not knowing what the numbers are. So I'm sure that you provided purchasing with this information, and Chairman, I want to make a statement here more than questions to Christy. So for several meetings regarding these bids and the information that I've been requesting, it was stated on the record by the purchasing director, as well as the chief of staff, that they were no longer going to be providing this information in hard copy in the package. because they were received an email from you, and I'm not being critical of you, Chairman, that they received an email from you letting them know they no longer need to do that, because that information is not required to be in the binder anymore. And they went along with that, and they agreed with that. And that was the direction from the finance chair, letting the administration know you no longer have to include that stuff in the package. But then, at the last meeting, I asked people to review, and yourself, review the tape from the November 6th meeting, where the purchasing director said, I'll give you the hard copies, come on down and get them. Chief of staff agreed to that. And you also concurred with that. As a matter of fact, you also kept your word, and you went back and listened to the tape and agreed. And you had said that if that were the case, that you would request the purchasing director to do those or print those hard copies. Well, the response came back that, no, sorry, from the administration, we're not going to do that because the city council doesn't tell us what to do. So what do we have here? We have a double standard here. We have the standard where they agree to do what you requested when it suits their needs, but then again, they disagree with it when it doesn't suit their needs. So that's a bit frustrating when what I see is a double standard here. We do it when we feel like it, not do it when we don't feel like it. But in any event, we're back to where we were 5 or 6 years ago when we no longer have a clue what the list price is. We don't know what the net price is. All we know is what the discount is. So I think it's hard to say that someone who gives you a 55% discount is a better deal than someone who gives you a 45% discount, because you have no clue where the starting number is. And that was a problem for me way back then, and it continues to be a problem. As a matter of fact, it's a resurrected problem given the new procedures that are taking place. So with all that said, Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna request a PCR on this number, please.
Okay, so duly noted that the councilman requested a PCR. We will do so. I'd like to just continue with the questions throughout the council and then the public, and then I'll request a PCR on this item. Any further questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR per Councilman Lattiser's request?
PCR 14123.
14123?
That's correct.
Thank you. For PCR 14123, correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Next is bid 2024-300 Alpha, original equipment manufacturer parts for the Department of Public Works. This is found on page 4. Chrissy?
Councilman.
Oh, I apologize.
We assigned a PCR.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
At this time to entertain a motion on whatever the
committee
would like.
Thank you. I do apologize. Thank you. Because the councilman requested a PCR of the committee, I will now ask the committee for a recommendation. May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Solicitor. Christy, I apologize. Item number 2, which is bid 2024-300 Alpha, original equipment part manufacturers for Department of Public Works. Thank you. Identify and continue with the thesis.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Department received one bid for OEM parts for various vehicles from sanitary equipment. We're requesting to award for a period of 1 year in the amount of $886,000. However, again, that is the cap that is a collective between these three bids.
Thank you so much. And as you detailed, this is not, it's the $886,000 isn't for each individual bid, and the one after this and the preceding, all three fall under the same budget codes that equal a total of $886,000.
Yes.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
I just wanted to say for what it's worth, not all of the bidders did not include the full pricing. Like East Coast Terminals did include an extensive list of pricing. The others, though, followed the template that they were asked from the bid specification, which did not include the list price. So I'm not sure if that was the intent, but I think the bidders did what they were asked to, according to how the pricing sheet was laid out. So it might just be a worthwhile exercise to either adapt the pricing sheet or to be more explicit that we need a full list. So
thank you. If I may, just on this bid, Councilman, thank you for that. I on this bid, it's one vendor, and so we're speaking about bid 2024-300 Alpha. I'm sure that comment will be applied to the following bid.
Right.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisel.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for that comment, Councilman Gebhardt, because that was exactly the point. The vendors were not asked to provide a list price. They would just provide a discount. So tomorrow, the next day, you go out shopping for a car, whatever you're going out shopping for, go ahead and buy it by who gives you the best discount when you have no clue what the list price is. Chairman, I would also request a PCR on this item as well.
Thank you. I would assume that the PCR is going to be 142-23. Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of this council? Members of the council. Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public. Thank you. May I have a recommendation on PCR 142-23?
Move favorable action.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number three is bid 2024-300 Bravo, original equipment and manufacturer's parts for Department of Public Works. This is found on page 6. Chrissy, thank you.
Public Works is requesting a 56-6 to award spending authority with various vehicles, with various vendors for vehicle parts, OEM parts that we need to get specifically from these vendors in the amount of $886,600 for a period of 1 year, expiring February 17, 2025.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee on this item? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisel.
Thank you, Chairman. So here again, on this particular item, at least as best I can tell, there are numerous bidders who are being recommended who didn't even bid on this. Didn't even bid on this, but yet they're being recommended. And I would just like to remind everyone, matter of fact, I have a document right here from the March 15th, 2023 meeting, which is on various auto parts. And we had this in our bid package. We didn't have to go fishing for it or running through the internet or on the websites. It was in the bid package. And out of 19 items, 16 of them were priced wrong. And that's in our bid package. In some ways, right around the same time, we had a list of other items where item, say, 30 and 31 had two different list prices, the same discount, and they had the same net price. And that's with stuff that's in the document. It's in the bid package, so we can all see it nice and easy. So we're going backwards, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to request a PCR on this item as well.
Thank you. PCR will be assigned. Are there any other questions from members of this council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Clerk, Madam Clerk, PCR 143-23. Thank you so much. May I have a recommendation on PCR 143-23?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Christy. The next item to be discussed is item number four, bid 20, correction. Yes. 2023-452, MIS City of Warwick Network Transport Upgrade. Good evening, Director, if you could please identify.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director for the City of Warwick.
Thank you.
This is a 612 request to increase the amount on bid 2023-452 by $227,418. This will take the total spending authority of the bid to $831,223.54. This request represents the final piece of the overall project to replace the city's infrastructure using ARPA funding. If the chair would indulge me, I'd like to just refresh everyone's memory for the record on what makes up this entire project. There were three components of it. One was the transport. The transport are lines that go from facility to facility that make up the network where the information is passed over these lines. To date, we have been using a culmination of different vendors, mostly Cox, at what would be considered, comparatively speaking, a high rate. The second piece of this was our internet service. And once again, that was purchased from Cox on a monthly basis. And the third component, which this addresses, are the devices that sit at each facility, switches, that basically the wires are connected to and pass the data throughout the facility to the different computers. To date, we've been using Cox and renting the equipment. By leveraging the purchasing of this equipment ourselves from our vendor, we will be able to reduce costs and we won't have to rent them. And just to go through the three components to tally it up, the savings are previous on the transport cost, our previous or up till now monthly or annual costs were $135,000 with the ocean, utilizing the ocean network. We're going to reduce that to $39,500 annually. Internet service will go from $24,000 a year down to $8,000 a year. And by replacing these endpoint pieces of equipment, our annual cost will go from $101,000 a year to $55,500. That includes the monitoring of the endpoints and the servicing of the endpoints if anything were to go wrong. Overall, this is going to save the city about $165,000 a year, which if you look at the estimated 10-year life of the project, we're going to save well over $1.5 million. It's not magic. We're using a service that we would have used a long time ago if it weren't for the upfront cost associated with it, as you can see, over $800,000. It was by leveraging the ARPA funding, this one-time opportunity, that we're able to get the long-term benefits to it. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you so much for that detailed and reminder. Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this committee that hasn't been discussed with the director already? Thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next will be item number 5, which is MIS Data Backup Software Equipment and Services. This is found on page 15. Director, once again.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director for the City of Warwick. This is not quite as glamorous in cost savings, but it's just as necessary for us to be able to do business within the city. This is, back in 2021, we purchased an upgrade on this appliance. It basically handles all of our backups locally, and it handles all of our backups in the cloud. So it's our lifeline to be able to restore data in case of a catastrophe. And it is a two-tier in the cloud that there is a separated, if we were to be attacked, excuse me, and we would lose the appliance in-house, and they were able to get to the cloud, we actually have a tertiary backup that's separated in the cloud part of the service that we get. This is the fourth year on an insurance policy. So this request is for $64,583.75. It covers us from 2024 to 2025, the beginning of 4 to the beginning of 5. We have an insurance policy, so to speak, that we've taken advantage since we've had this appliance in-house, and that is every 4 years, we're able to upgrade to the latest model free of charge. So this is our first one in 2021, was the 3-year initial purchase. This is the fourth year, and then we will evaluate what we want to do in 2025.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now at the time where I will ask the committee, members of the council, and then members of the public if there's any items that they would like to pull for discussion within the remainder of the bid package. I will go from committee to council to the public. I will give everyone a moment to review and get their notes together, and then I will begin with the committee.
I'll call you in a minute. Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'll now start with the Finance Committee. Are there any items within the bid package? There's none on the committee. Now I'll go to the members of the council. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 2024-316, purchase of 6 solar speed signs.
Is it, Council President, 204-319?
319, yes.
Thank you. Are there any items that members of the council would like to discuss within the bid packet? Councilman Lattisor.
Item number 7, fire sprinkler system. Item number 12, delivery of industrial cylinder gases. And item number 13, 2023-052, HVAC maintenance. And that's it.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman, the last one was item number 13, 2023-052.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for verification. Thank you. I think so. Is there any items from any council members? Items from the bid package that members of the public would like to discuss? Are there any items from the bid package that members of the public would like to discuss? Okay, thank you. So we will go in order, as is the tradition. We will start with item number 7, bid 2024-302, fire sprinkler system inspections and repairs. This was
not last year.
On repairs and inspections?
Uh-huh.
$20,481.03.
I'm sorry, it was what?
$20,481.03.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of this committee on that bid? Any questions, further questions for members of the council on that bid? Any questions for members of the public? Any questions for members of the public? Thank you. The next item that will be discussed is requested by the council president. It is bid 2024-319, purchase 6 solar speed signs for Ward 7. This is found on the bid package on page 32. Council president, you have the floor. Christy, please identify.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Chairman. No, I just wanted to flag this one. This is one of the neighborhood projects. This is for Ward 7, and I know I've spoken to a couple of my colleagues in the last couple of weeks that are looking at doing these signs as well in their ward, so I just wanted to flag it for them. You can see the quotes, and these will be by Greenwood Elementary School, Robinson Elementary School, and Cedar Hill Elementary School. So I just wanted to flag this one for my colleagues, as I know they are going through and looking how much money they have left. And I just wanted to say this is the most updated information on these projects. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate that. Councilman Foley.
Just a point. In Ward 1, I did not request these. We recently had two put on Narragansett Parkway going in both directions, just outside of and just as you enter the village. And the amount of complaints have dropped significantly. I think these are amazing tools to help us with speed enforcement. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Just wanted to check in. Now, the solar speed signs that would be placed in Ward 7, are those the same type that have been placed elsewhere in the city? Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. I would just extend a kudo to Councilman Gebhardt. I believe he's the one that got these signs going. And I know the two that I had put up have been very effective. As a matter of fact, I received an email from one of my constituents recently thanking me for putting the signs up because she had recently got a speeding ticket over there. And she wasn't mad about the ticket, but she did say those signs are now a definite reminder. And I've gotten probably more kudos on that than I have about potholes. So I will too be reviewing the balance that I have left in my account, because I think there's at least 3 more locations that I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get them signs on. And they are very effective. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item that was requested for discussion would be item 12, bid 2024-301, delivery of industrial cylinder gases. That is found on page 41. This was requested by Councilman Lattisor. Christy, please identify. Councilman, you'll have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Christy, I know that you've recommended Lynn Gas for this, and only Lynn Gas, I believe. A couple of the significant items. Well, let me back up. The acetylene dissolved, is that one of your more used items in this particular bid?
The most used item in this bid probably is the carbon dioxide that we use at the pool. The other items are for the welding. So it's essentially how much welding they do, how much gas they go through. Last year, we only spent $5,295.59. So far, we've only spent $435 out of that line item. So the carbon dioxide is actually the one that we use the most.
Okay. I also noticed that Lynn Gas does not include any cylinder fees, but Air Gas does, or at least they didn't break it out. Does Lynn Gas charge a cylinder fee or not?
The specifications require them to include the cylinder fee in their price, which makes Lynn Gas the lowest qualified bidder, because Air Gas has indicated that they're going to charge us per cylinder, and then, well, for the product, and then per cylinder. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions for members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from the public? Questions, comments from the public? Thank you. The final item that was requested for discussion is bid 2023-052, HVAC maintenance and repair to city-owned buildings. This is found on page 43. Christy, please identify. Councilman, you have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Christy, this contract expired on August 29th, 2023, and you are now coming to us for an additional almost $3,200. And it says to close out final invoices. How did this get so far behind?
The vendor was behind in their billing. So unfortunately, I did ask them to please make sure that we didn't have anything else outstanding with them. They haven't provided me with anything else. So as far as I'm concerned, this closes out the bid.
So when did the vendor send you their final invoices?
Well, the first one is dated October 31st, but as you can see, it was stamped received in purchasing on November 21st. Excuse me. So with the deadlines that we were meeting, I probably missed the December 4th one. So that's why they're on this docket.
And is this the vendor that we have been using right along, or?
No, we have a different vendor now.
We have a new vendor now?
Yes.
Got it. So is that one of the reasons why we have a new vendor now?
No, the bid was was re-advertised. And
okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of this committee? Other questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 140-23?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have the acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on December 4th, 2023?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The time is now 5:35 p.m. and the Finance Committee has conducted its business and closed. Thank you.
The next committee to meet is the Public Safety Committee, and that will start at 6:10. So we will see you back here for the Public Safety Committee at 6:10.
The first order of business is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 4th.
Move to approve.
Abstain.
Oh, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
The first item is PCR 136-23, Kenneth Gallucci claim. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this claim? Anyone in the public? Sir, come up here. Identify yourself. And the committee has a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind.
Hi, my name is Ken Gallucci.
A little louder.
Ken Gallucci.
Thank you. And Mr. Gallucci, we looked at the affidavit. The recommendation was to deny because they were not, they thought, correct me if I'm wrong, that it appeared that the vehicle had been moved. Was the vehicle on the street when this work was being done or in, on your property?
The vehicle was on the street at the time. I moved it second day. The work crew had came back out for a second day. That's when I moved it.
Any questions from the committee of Mr. Gallucci?
And so the vehicle, it was generally in that area where you think that it could have been hit by that debris?
Yes, yeah, at the time of the event. Yeah.
And what other reason do you have to think that it was hit by the debris from the city workers as opposed to some other cause?
It's a very narrow road. And like the police report had mentioned, you know, I had been out there earlier in the morning and it was fine. And being the street being very narrow and the work was, literally feet from it. And the wood chips were actually inside the vehicle from the window as well as being right on the side of it.
Yeah, that's consistent. That all sounds reasonable to me. I mean, I don't think that someone else would have intentionally come along and thrown wood chips through that window. So I think that you're credible on this. No further questions.
Do you have any, sir?
No.
Any questions, comments from members of the council?
Any questions, comments from other members of the public? Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve in the amount of the invoice, $160.50.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, counsel.
Sir, just so you understand the process, tonight this will be on the floor.
Sure.
We voted 3-0. There's no guarantees. I didn't want you to leave. Something comes up and you get a notice that it was denied. I just want you to know the process.
Understood. Okay,
this is step one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
The next item is PCR 137-23, Justin Mueller claim. Is there anyone from the public to speak on this? Mr. Mueller, I hope. I'm sorry, I'm assuming.
My dad says Mueller, his side. My mom's side says Mueller, so either way is okay.
All right, thank you.
Councilman, I put that in. I didn't get a notice other than to be here, so I didn't know whether it was denied or not.
Right, this was let me answer your question. This was a recommendation to deny, and the reason being they said they went out and inspected, obviously, after whatever happened had happened, and they saw nothing wrong with the manhole. So you're saying when it happened, the manhole was up, hit it, caused the damage. Is that correct?
Sir, that day, I had almost died a year and a half ago. I've been out of work, a long recovery, and I had just gotten, I was going off to the doctor's office that morning. I got the release from my doctor, and I, 2 weeks prior, in front of 147 Shand, they were working on a sewer cap over there for the day. I noticed that. It wasn't until about 2 weeks of taking care of my elderly mom and taking up the car up the street, and I felt it kind of move the top when I went. It was on the way back from that doctor's office that I'm going, and there's a dip. I sent some pictures in there. There's a dip in there. And I hit that thing with my front tire, kind of, it went up. And all I heard, and I stopped right on it. And there's the pictures that has the rust on it. It was the loudest bang in my car. Sorry. It was the loudest bang, shook the whole car. And when you can actually stand on that, on the sewer cap, you can move it physically. So what happened was I called the sewer department and they said, it's the end of day. I'll let you know tomorrow what to do. So they told me to give the police report, make a police report. So I went ahead and let them know that my tailpipe had been taken out by the sewer cap. And I noticed that they had wrote, you know, I had inspected it, but in all due respect, they just never got out of the car. They drove by it without even coming to a complete stop. And I don't know how my vehicle would really cause any kind of damage to a big thing that, but I can tell you, I can assure you that I've never been here, never had a situation like this, but that is exactly what happened.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Councilman Ricks.
Not so much a question, just I suppose a comment. I do find you credible. I think that once in a while, just kind of a freak occurrence like this does happen. And yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. Let's see. Oh,
just, you know, it was, if I could just quickly say that for me, I was like, well, I can finally get, go back to work after a year and I'm, you know, still alive. I was so happy. But as a side note, the job I had in mind for that day, I said, I think that's a sign not to even apply for that job.
Let's see. Oh, I was just taking a look and I saw that three items were all listed as estimates. Did you end up going with one of those three?
I went with the cheapest one because I'm just really trying to put my tailpipe back on and that's it.
Excuse me, sir, I don't mean to interrupt you. Are you saying you haven't had this repair done yet?
I can't afford, I'm unpaid right now.
Not questioning that.
Sorry.
No,
sir, I have not had it fixed yet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be brief. I mean, yeah, and thank you for taking the pictures of that, of the tailpipe, of showing that dip. And yeah, I think this is just one of those very rare occurrences, and it unfortunately happened to occur when you were driving over it and might have just hit it just the wrong way. But, you know, you shouldn't have to be expecting to dodge these kinds of sewer caps once the pavement is right there all around them. So I think that I would be confident voting in favor of the lowest of the three estimates.
Thank you. Any other comments from the committee?
No.
Comments, questions from the council? Comments, questions from the public? Comments, questions from the public? Comment, questions from the public? Seeing none, motion please.
Move to approve in the amount of the lowest of the three estimates, $524.13.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sir,
aye.
I don't know if you heard me speaking to the other gentleman. I just wanted you to know the procedure. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
That ends the business for the Public Safety Committee. Time is 6:18.
The next committee is the Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs, which will begin at 6:40 p.m., 6:40.